Welcome to the show, Jones.
Just like it has been the last couple weeks when we've talked, man. It's a busy week. It's a busy weekend for the Tar Heels.
Always.
Going to be playing tonight on the basketball court as North Carolina Central, local team, making the short drive over from Durham to Chapel Hill to take on the Heels tonight. That's a late one, guys. It's 9 o'clock tonight in the Smith Center. Mm-hmm. We'll be on the air full network-wise at 8 o'clock for that one. We'll be on PTF starting a little earlier than that even. We'll be on at 7:30, so looking forward to getting you ready for Carolina and the Eagles. And then, of course, tomorrow, another big football game as the Heels are in Winston-Salem to face Wake Forest, and it starts this really important stretch to close the year as Carolina closes with Wake, then Duke, and then NC State. And so three local teams, three North Carolina-based teams, three old rivals for the Heels, and three games that I think will help shape the opinion on how this year has gone for Carolina football. So looking forward to a busy weekend and hopefully a couple Tar Heel victories.
Now, what's the overall mood around this team headed into the big matchup there for football Saturday?
You know, John, I do think it's a team that is encouraged by the progress that it has made. And I think especially now that you see some of that progress show up on the scoreboard. You know, it was a very difficult start to the season for Carolina. There's no question about that. Mm-hmm. And then about a month ago when they went out to Cal and had that game, you know, late on a Friday night, it is when you really start to see, you said, whoa, okay, this team is, there's some progress here. But there was so much frustration because you lose that game where you fumbled on the goal line, you know, in the fourth quarter, you had a chance to go in with like 3 minutes left to take the lead, fumbled the ball. Then you face Virginia at home, who's having a really good year, the Cavaliers, face them the next week, and you just had too many mistakes. There was another fumble on the goal line. There was a red zone interception. You came up 2 inches short on going for it for two in overtime to win the game. And so you could see the progress, but it wasn't showing up on the scoreboard, where ultimately in athletics, that's the deciding factor. And so to be able to, these last 2 weeks, not just play better, but to also win the games against Syracuse and Stanford, I do think has been really encouraging for this group. And so they feel like they're playing better. They feel like they still can get a lot better. And they're excited, I think, about this close to the year, particularly with the local flavor to it. Because these games do carry a little extra juice to them. It's the teams that you see all the time. It's the fans of the teams that you live next to, and these are important games here in North Carolina, and so looking forward to getting that opportunity starting tomorrow.
That's awesome. Now, Jones, is there a Tar Heel player you consider maybe an X factor in this game, someone who could swing momentum while they're playing on the road this weekend?
You know, John, I don't know if it's one player necessarily, but I would go to that Tar Heel defense that's continued to play really, really well. Because both these teams kind of win in the same way, that when they're winning with really good defense, trying to run the football and then kind of building offensively off the run. And so if Carolina's defense can continue to do some of the things that it's been doing lately, which is stop the run, which I honestly, for most of the year, John, outside of a notable example or two, Carolina's really done a good job against the run, but it was always, man, they're stopping the run, but they're not real disruptive in the pass game. Well, shoot, all of a sudden they have 18 sacks in the last 3 weeks. And so that they're not just stopping the run, but they're being disruptive as well. And so if that defense can continue to do those type of things, they're going to be in every single game they play. Doesn't mean they're going to win every game, but it's going to give them a chance to win every game if that defense continues to play at that level.
Now, Jones, it's almost like a math question I'm asking you here. Tell us again, what time does the network broadcast begin right here on the flagship station WPTF for the basketball and the football this weekend?
That's right. Be ready here for a bunch of numbers. So tonight it's the late one in the Smith Center. Tip is at 9 o'clock. We'll be on the air with our full network coverage starting at 8 p.m. this evening. PTF, we have our countdown to tip-off show that starts at 7:30 as well. So you get a full 90 minutes of getting yourself ready. Dave Nathan will take you from 7:30 to 8, and then Tyler Zeller will join me and the whole crew starting at 8 o'clock leading up to 9 o'clock for the tip. Then tomorrow it is a 4:30 kick in Winston-Salem, just like it was last week when the Heels hosted Stanford. So 4:30, we'll be on the air in our full network coverage starting at 3:30. will be on the air with our Bojangles tailgate show on WPTF. That's Dave Nathan and Nate Brown starting at 2:30. So we've got 2:30 tailgate show, 3:30 full network pregame, 4:30 kick tomorrow afternoon in Winston.
All right, Jones Angel, the voice of the Tar Heels, always a pleasure to talk to you. Have a great weekend, and thanks for all the great info.
Thanks, guys. Talk to y'all soon.
Bye-bye.